Mr. Chairman, I've been cranking out investigative reports on this issue now since I've come to the Senate, and I've come to the conclusion that there is a need to strengthen consumer protection law in this area, but this is not primarily a question of strengthening the law. It's a question of political will, and you can write laws by the crateful, and that's not going to protect the consumer if the consumer watchdog remains far from the beat. And that's the situation we're in today. And I want to start by saying that it seems to me that the Federal Trade Commission can get results for the consumer when they sincerely want to. And we saw that specifically with the Do Not Call program. Like on this gas pricing situation, we had a challenge where the marketplace wasn't working. We go to Alaska and Hawaii and Oregon, people would say, stand up for us. The Congress responded. The Congress passed a law. It had teeth. It worked. And it's made a real difference. So in my view, what Congress needs to do is, in effect, give the Federal Trade Commission the authority to run the equivalent of a do not gouge program and require, in effect, that the Federal Trade Commission stiffen its backbone and exhibit the political will to act. Here are the four areas that I think would constitute what amounts to an energy approach that would be like do not call. I call it do not gouge, but I think the point is it'd be an energy equivalent to something that's made the Federal Trade Commission actually produce some results. The first is give the Federal Trade Commission authority so they can no longer say their hands are tied by the law. This morning, the Federal Trade Commission testified that under Section 1809 of the Energy Bill, they're investigating gas prices for possible antitrust violations. That's not the same thing as saying they're investigating for price gouging. Price gouging without collusion isn't covered by the antitrust laws. So the Federal Trade Commission has already said they can't do anything about price gouging by individual companies. So the Federal Trade Commission is now investigating for something they can't find, collusion, because the oil companies don't need to collude to price gouge, and the Federal Trade Commission can't do anything about price gouging by individual companies that they find. So by their own admission, there is a clear gap in the agency's authority to protect the consumers. The agency, the GAO, also testified that there's no federal law prohibiting price gouging. So these are areas where the Federal Trade Commission doesn't have the tools that it needs. Congress ought to change the law, give the Federal Trade Commission explicit authority to go after gougers wherever it's taking place. Second, I would hope that we'd find the facts. Congress could require that when a large individual seller of gas raises prices significantly faster than the price of crude, the Federal Trade Commission would obtain from the seller documentation that the differential is warranted in the marketplace. We went to the Congressional Research Service, I would tell my respected colleagues, and got information that has produced stunning results that are on this chart. In all the time for which the data is available, there has never been the price disparity between increases in the price of gas and increase in the price of crude that we have seen in the last year. We found that over the last 30 years, when crude oil prices went up, annual gasoline prices often didn't even keep pace. This chart shows the difference with this particular time period. Before Hurricane Katrina, gas prices increases were 36% bigger than crude oil increases. The number ballooned to a shameful 68% immediately after the storm. Those kinds of numbers, based on what we have gotten from the Congressional Research Service, the Energy Information Agency, and others, has never existed in our history. I would ask, Mr. Chairman, that a copy of this chart be placed in the record, and I'd like the Federal Trade Commission to ask the oil companies to explain a chart like this that is unprecedented. Third, Mr. Chairman, I would like to see the Federal Trade Commission out the price gougers. If a huge differential between crude price spikes and gasoline prices can't be justified by the marketplace, the Federal Trade Commission ought to put suspicious sellers, at least the top 100, on a do not gouge list that puts them on notice and lets consumers know whose prices are cause for concern. Fourth and finally, Mr. Chairman, The agency ought to go after the proven bad actors. If the Federal Trade Commission finds that gas prices go beyond disparity with crude to a level that is simply unconscionable, the Federal Trade Commission ought to have the power and the responsibility to order the price gouger to stop and to fine the gouger. Finally, Mr. Chairman, two other recommendations that I'd make, one that I think committee might find a little surprising coming from me. I would like to see Congress look at allowing the oil companies to coordinate when they schedule their refinery maintenance so as to avoid supply shortages from multiple refineries in an area shutting down at the same time. This usually happens every spring when multiple refineries shut down for maintenance before they gear up to produce gas for the summer driving season. To avoid supply disruptions and price spikes for consumers, I think we ought to look at a limited antitrust exemption to allow the refineries to coordinate the timing of their shutdowns as long as it was done to avoid or minimize disruption of fuel supplies. I see the red light is on, Ms. Chairman. I want to adhere to your schedule. I also have an idea with respect to the CAFE issue to use marketplace forces to incentivize more fuel efficiency. But in the interest of time, and particularly because I'm grateful to you and the ranking minority member, let me break it off now and ask that my full remarks be put into the record.